Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a pop song, could be a children's song, could be a folk song, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Allison Hall is joining us from Minneapolis. Allison, welcome.
Thanks, Fred.
Great to have you, and I understand that you're a trumpet teacher in Minneapolis.
I am, yeah. I have a studio of some private lesson students, and when I'm not doing that, I'm performing with my brass quintet, the Copper Street Brass Quintet.
Now, there are a lot of different things that a brass quintet could play. What do you guys play?
We are really excited about bringing new and different music to the brass quintet universe, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So our horn player does a lot of great arrangements, and he's done some Edgar Meyer folk tunes, he's done some great Piazzolla tangos, and he's done some arrangements of popular, you know, pop music, like the music of Cake and some other really great stuff.
Oh, the band called Cake.
The band called Cake.
Well, Allison, I'm sorry we don't have a trumpet puzzler. Bruce only has a piano here, so you're going to have to settle for a piano puzzler this time around.
Well, maybe next time.
yeah, maybe next time. Bruce, work on your embouchure for next time.
I'll try.
So, Allison, your job is to name the tune, if you can, and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Now, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck on either one of those, you can ask for help from me, and we can try to puzzle it out together.
Sounds good.
Okay, Allison, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Uh-huh.
Which is unusual for me because I usually get the composer first, but I'm pretty sure that was Jingle Bells.
It was Jingle Bells.
That was the wildest sleigh ride I've ever heard.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, it was a rocky terrain.
Yes.
So Jingle Bells, great. We got half of it out of the way already. What about the composer whose style Bruce is imitating there?
So I wrote down two, and I'm not sure if either is right, but I wrote down Bartok.
That's right. Stop right there. Stop.
Beautiful. I won't even tell you what else I wrote.
Yeah, please.
I mean, I wrote
Mozart,
wrote
right?
Bartok twice.
Great. That's great.
So,
excellent.
So, Allison, what made you think Bella Bartok?
You know, I guess the intensity of the rhythms, and then just the tonality has that mode mixture sort of flavor to it, you know, major and minor happening at the same time.
Certainly the rhythms are those Bulgarian, Romanian, Hungarian kinds of things where you have lots of threes and twos. In fact, the tune is there the whole time. And the intervals of the dissonance are very Bartokian. They're his two favorite clusters, the half-step cluster and the whole-step cluster. And then there's one of his favorite chords is this one, which has both a perfect fourth and an augmented fourth. You can find those at any health food store. And then the five rhythm gets pretty intense with those chords. Yeah, that basically sums it up.
Excellent.
What, they don't taste good, but they're good for you? Is that?
Oh, yeah, that's a funny thought. Well, they're very crunchy, and they have no gluten, Fred.
Well, Allison, first guess on both. You got the tune, and you got Bella Bartok right away. Well done.
Unless you were thinking of Andrea Bartok. He never asked you the first name.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Well, Allison, congratulations. You just cleaned up on this piano puzzler. Allison, what's your public radio station?
I listen to 99.5 Classical Minnesota Public Radio.
Allison Hall, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
You bet. Well, thank you, Fred and Bruce.
You bet. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.